Texte numéro 66. Our cities are bursting. Over the last two decades, Hubli, a former trading town in southern India, has transformed into a bustling business city as software companies, call centres and factories set up. Dozens of colleges, air-conditioned shopping malls and gyms dot its leafy lanes. But, like many emerging Indian cities, Hubli is ill-equipped to cope with the growth. Rubbish lies on street corners and the narrow roads are clogged with traffic. Most residents have access to clean water for just a few hours a week. By 2030, more than 600 million Indians will live in cities, compared with 350 million today. And about 70% of new jobs will be created in cities. But the government says India's infrastructure is inadequate for the massive urban growth. India needs to invest more than $860 billion in urban infrastructure over the next 20 years, officials say. Our cities are bursting at their seams, but urban services are lacking. We don't have enough trained town planners. Our cities are growing without any plan, said Kamal Nath, the Federal Urban Development Minister. Hubli, which has more than 900,000 people, is an example of the problem accompanying India's urban boom. 20 years ago, it was a chili and cotton trading town, connected to the rest of India by train. It began to grow as businesses looked for places beyond the clogged big cities, and the number of college-educated young people began to swell. Large highways were built through Hubli. Its airport, which began operating in 2006 using propeller planes, is expanding to accommodate wide-bodied Boeing 737s. Officials are trying to combat the rising number of private cars and encourage public transport by building bus lanes. With a $39 million grant from the World Bank, the Water Department began a pioneering experiment in 2008 to deliver water to five neighbourhoods 24 hours a day. The project's success has triggered a clamour for similar programmes, not only in other neighbourhoods across Hubli, but also other Indian cities. Until recently, residents had to skip work and school to line up for water, which was delivered every 8 days. Sometimes they supplied water in the middle of the night and everybody would run to the taps, fights would break out. It was like living in a village, not in a city, said Salima Sattar, 41, an accountant who lives in a low-income neighbourhood. At first, round-the-clock water supply was unimaginable for the residents. They thought the city would quickly run out and feared that their bills would be too high. But now residents pay for their water, and officials say there is less waste and fewer cases of waterborne diseases. Adapted from The Guardian Weekly, July 2011.